Hey guys, welcome back to my show. Once again, I have a really special guest with me today. She has been on American Idol and The Voice. She was in the past American Idol season and she was also on The Voice a couple years ago. She is an amazing singer. She's a singer-songwriter as well. And she has many songs under her belt like People Pleaser and many other songs. Her name is Marybeth Byrd. Hi Marybeth, how are you today?
I am good, Anika. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you could be here with me today. So please, maybe introduce yourself and maybe sing a few lines from your latest song.
Sure, yeah. So my name is Marybeth Byrd. I'm from a little small community called Armorell, Arkansas, right there in the corner of the state. And I've just loved singing all my life. It helped me out of stuttering. And so I've just been doing it ever since. And you know, my hope with music, my original music, is to just help other people and send a good message.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, like, I love how, like, you know, it, like, singing is something that you can use to, like, get out of comfort zone. Or if you have, like, you know, stage fright, it's a good way to get out of your bubble and kind of, like, just explore what's around you. So can you please maybe, like, sing a few lines of your latest song?
Let's see, my latest song. The last song I released was People Pleaser, which got number 24 on the iTunes charts, country iTunes charts. Thank you. Let's see. I wanna say no, but I always say yes. Dying on the inside in my Sunday best. I'm sick of being your voice of reason. I wanna go, but you know that I ain't leaving. I tell you I'm sober with a drink in my hand. Hit rock bottom saying it's God's plan. I'll take second place just to let you in. Tired of apologizing for your sins. Steeple, guess you could call me a people pleaser.
Wow, that's really beautiful. I mean, I love these riffs and runs. It's amazing. It's beautiful.
Oh, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, so how's your appearance on reality shows like The Voice and American Idol shaped your, like, you know, future and shaped you as a person?
Oh, it 100% does shape you as a person. And like, so not only as a musician or as a singer-songwriter, it shapes you as a person. And you know, I go back and I look at all of those clips on TV from both reality TV shows, and I'm like, who is that girl? Because I've changed so much. And it's just a really fulfilling experience, and especially hitting this age in your 20s. I'm about to be 23 years old. I don't know, you just really find yourself, and it's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's always, like, on reality shows, I've seen, like, so many people on reality shows and everything. And when you suddenly talk to them, they seem like a totally new person. Like, I've interviewed a few other people from The Voice and American Idol. Some of them did not make it onto the TV version of it, or some of them did not get a chair turn, things like that. So I've interviewed Domenica Coca, who was on The Voice. Didn't get a chair turn, but has a beautiful voice, beautiful tone and everything. Then I did Wendy Morton recently, who was a runner-up on The Voice. And so I feel like each one of these people have like a different story. You have a different story, they have a different story. And I think it's just like every artist kind of has their own, like, you know, style and own tone and own musicality that helps them be who they are now.
Absolutely.
So why do you write music? Like, what's your story?
I write music because I feel as though it's a therapy for me. For the longest time, I actually was scared to write music because I was, you know, from a small town and, you know, there's just certain things you talk about, some things you don't, but with music, you have to be an open book, especially when it comes to writing. You've got to be willing to write about anything, sing about anything, and I think that that's a hard part of being a singer, songwriter, musician that not many people talk about, and I think that it should be talked about more. But yeah, I do it in hopes that it helps me with my things that I need help with, and also that I can touch someone else and it can be a therapy to them as well.
everything. Yeah, that's like the true, as I said earlier, like I think music is like a magical source or tool that helps you connect with others, helps you, like, you know, connect through something that maybe you are going through and they're going through, to kind of like cultivate that emotion and that like feeling that you want to express to others. And then also, like, you know, a great way to, like, you know, express what you are feeling and then maybe like spread that like happiness or sadness or whatever you're trying to express to the person so that they understand what you're going through and you understand what they're going through.
Absolutely. Agreed.
I understand that chords are very important when writing songs. With the C chord, the minor chords, major chords. So what kind of chords do you use in the music you write?
Honestly, I use all chords. I really don't pay attention to it that much, if I'm being honest. I am more focused on just how the words flow with the melody and, you know, those two things on their own in order to make a beautiful end product.
Yeah, I think that's really important because, like, each chord has its own, like, you know, kind of meaning to it or kind of a feeling it gives. So for those people who do not know what a chord is, could you explain what a chord is?
Can you explain it?
Okay, sure. So a chord is basically a set of notes that can be played together or maybe even like distinct notes. Like, you know, you could play like a separate note, like C, E, G, or you play D, F, A, or whatever you want. You could play it together. You could play it, like, you know, just click on them separately. So basically chords are kind of like three notes, four notes, how many ever notes you want. Put together that make like kind of like a nice kind of melody sounding thing. That and many singers use it to create their melody or chorus, mainly their chorus, or even just like the underlying message of their song.
Awesome.
My last question for you is actually more than a question. It's kind of like a fun game kind of thing. So I'm gonna give you a word, and you have to kind of like maybe create your own song on the spot. With that word. So either it could be like with that word, or you could write like kind of quickly create like a song about it. So the word is countryside.
Countryside. Well, actually for me, it actually takes me a little bit to write a song. I'm not really good at doing it on the fly, but I appreciate you for asking.
How about this? We do like a one line thing. So kind of like instead of like writing in, like maybe I could just give you a few words and you can maybe like turn it into a song, like a kind of like a theme song, like, you know, how we have family and then just using the word family, we just kind of like, you know, do some stylistic stuff with existing lyrics. So maybe you could, like, your song People Pleaser, right? It's a beautiful song, but like maybe like use the same lyrics and kind of like turn, give it a countryside twist, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I know, I totally do. I think I want to stick more towards an interview because I wasn't really prepared for that, but I really do appreciate you for asking.
Of course, okay. My last and final question, actually, this is a fun one. Who would you love to collab with? Like, you know, like a dream artist that you really want to like work with?
Ooh, man. I've always wanted to work with Adele. You know, she has her own sound, her own style. And she doesn't care. She loves it. And I think I love that about her. It just radiates because so many times in the music industry, people try to put you in a box. But they also say, oh, be yourself, be creative. Well, you can't because you want me to be this certain way. But Adele is like, I'm my own person. And I think that that's really inspiring. And I would love to collaborate with her.
Yeah, I mean, like, Adele is, like, her own person, as I said. She's unique. She has, like, this whole powerhouse kind of vocals that are, like, strong and, like, express who she is. And I think I love that about her as well. She's amazing. Something Easy on Me, Rumor Has It, thinking of some Skyfall and all those beautiful songs. And I think it reminds me a lot of your style as well, a little bit, because People Pleaser are such a, like, strong, powerful song that expresses who you think you are. And, like, it's just, like, a beautiful way to express, like, your feeling and how you feel about pleasing others.
Absolutely.
But yeah, that's pretty much all I have for today. I hope everyone out there enjoyed. I loved having you on my show today. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. I would love to be back. I love watching, you know, fellow women chase their dreams. And so it's a really beautiful thing to see, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much. I wish you the best of luck on your music, and I hope to listen to more coming from you. And, you know, keep me updated, keep everyone else updated. For everyone out there who liked the small snippet Mary Beth sang of her song People Pleaser, feel free to check that song out on all listening platforms. I'll be linking her website into the show notes, and that should have her Instagram and everything she's on, and you can check out her over there. Thank you so much, everyone listening right now. I'll see you all next week. Thank you so much.